All right, we are reconvened, and I think we have one action item left, correct, Roger? Item J, to approve changes to the Parks and Recreation Commission's bylaws that will bring the bylaws in conformance with Chapter 2.16 of the Carson City Municipal Code, Carson City Parks and Recreation Commission. Roger?
And this one ought to go by fairly quick because you've already been exposed to this. Well, it's up to you. I can't make promises. I'm not going to make promises for you folks. But you have recommended changes to the bylaws that are largely as a result of the change in the ordinance to the Park and Recreation Commission, which reduced the number of commissioners from 9 to 7. I have the Exhibit A, which has your bylaws with the wording in red and strikeouts and the changes. If I'm just going to kind of leave it there. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer it. I don't think it makes sense to go through and read all this. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Is there a public comment? Commissioner Long.
The only thing, give me a second. I think I noticed there's one slight typo thing. So I'm going to go through that while we're looking for other public comment.
Okay.
Okay, I found it.
Did you?
Under number 10, quorum, 10A, a quorum shall be 5, and then 5 is crossed out, and it is now 4. Mm-hmm. In parentheses, so we need to spell 4.
Okay. Perfect. Great catch.
That's the only thing I saw.
Commissioner Lane?
Thanks.
If we're getting picky, I did see, too, that we specifically spelled out what 2/3 of a quorum was in the old one, and then we left it blank.
We can
do the math.
Yeah, well, in other words, where we have, where is that one? It's a B, to be considered an approval motion, a vote of simple majority of the commission shall present, I can't even read anymore, be required unless 2/3 vote is required for action. And what you're saying is that 2/3 should be spelled out in the number.
It wasn't the old one. But.
Okay. So that would be 2/3 would be 4, right? Okay. We'll make that change.
Anything else? No public comment. I believe this one calls for a motion. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I move to approve the changes to the Parks and Recreation Commission bylaws that will bring the bylaws in conformance with Chapter 2.16 of Carson City Municipal Code, Carson City Parks and Recreation Commission, as amended 10A and B.
Okay. I'll second that.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. Want to talk about item 4A, you and Scott?
I'm not so sure it's sad news.
Maybe not for you.
I don't know if I looked at it that way. How about you,
I'm
Scott?
I'm sad.
There we go.
Super sad.
Well, you know, it's just kind of the times, you know, because we have a lot of baby boomers that are moving on, and Scott and I happen to be in that baby boomer group. And Scott is had talked about retiring in April, and so his last day is going to be April 28th. He's got some time he needs to use up before he retires, so his last effective day at work, I think, is going to be the 15th of April. 14th of April. Sure you don't want to do one more day?
I might
have to go ahead. And I can tell you that Scott's leadership in our department is really going to be, it's going to be a huge void to fill. And, you know, I think you can just tell in his presentations to the commission, and he's like that steady Eddie all the way through his, you know, in everything he does. So it's going to be a huge void. I was thinking about retiring at the same time. I thought that might be kind of difficult to leave at the same time. And so I'm going to stick around a month longer. My last day will be May 31st. And I've had discussions with Nick Morano, our city manager, and I'm going to help him assist in recruiting or interviewing and selecting my predecessor, or my successor, I should say, not predecessor. And so I'm happy to do that. And then what we'll do is we'll leave Scott's position vacant a little bit longer and allow the new director to come in and select his own deputy, which I think is a good way to go. So, you know, speaking for me, and I think Scott would agree, it's been a great ride in Carson City. It's been a wonderful career. It's a wonderful community. Even though we hit hard times, we talk about the Great Recession and those dark days, I think we still feel good that we were able to be involved working with the Park and Recreation Commission and our staff, that, you know, some positive things were able to happen, even though, you know, we had, you know, those kind of difficult times. So I think we can both look back on our careers with some satisfaction and, you know, look forward to the adventures that are ahead of us. So it's been a pleasure to work with all of you and all the past commissions and past Board of Supervisors and the public out there. And we have a wonderful staff that is going to continue to do good things and great things for Carson City. So it's kind of an adios. This will be our last Park and Recreation Commission meeting. Huh?
Yeah. I just want to say, working with both you and Scott on both this commission and the Shade Tree Council has been a pleasure. You both were a great help with the annual tree care seminars, and Scott, you just made Arbor Day come off effortlessly.
Yeah.
So
yep.
You both are going to have big shoes to fill, and we're going to miss you, but we all wish you the best in your retirements.
Yeah, I think we'll just go down the list probably, but I just appreciate everything you guys have done. I mean, we came to this community, we moved here about 21 years ago, and looking for a community that we could be a part of and that we could enjoy and, you know, get our kids through the school system and all that, and found it here. And it's because of people like, you know, who I sit here on the board with, and, you know, and you and Scott and everybody here. So, you know, I would enjoy several more years working with the both of you, but I respect the fact, you know, that, yeah, you know, that it's time to go. And on behalf of me, since everyone's going to say something, I'll miss you guys and wish you the best of luck and enjoy.
Yeah, I'll say, gosh, you know, I think I've been on the commission out of this group here probably longer than anyone, pushing 8 years, and both you guys have been wonderful to work with. Yeah, same thing. Carson City's a wonderful place to live in, folks like yourself. Kind of curious if you guys are sticking around or you leaving.
I don't know, Scott, you taking off anywhere? Can I go with you?
Going to take a leaf from the Juan Guzman School of Retirement.
Juan Guzman is a guy that knows how to retire.
We might want to take a class from Juan, because he picked up retirement right away. But I'm going to stick around. I just bought a home here in Carson, you know, less than a year ago, and I have no plans on going anywhere else. I love this community, and I want to continue to be a part of it. I do want to do a little bit of traveling. And then once I take a little bit of a break, I will probably go back into the workforce at some point in time, probably part-time doing something, but, you know, just to keep busy. But it's, like Roger said, it's been a great career. And realizing that I've been doing this for nearly 40 years, I know I don't look that old, but you know, I came from Colorado. In 1994, they needed a park superintendent, and I was fortunate enough to land that job. And I've been here ever since, 22 years ago, and I've appreciated working with the Parks and Recreation Commission, with the board, and with the entire city, and the relationships that I've built and maintained, and I don't plan on going anywhere else. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And I'm not sure. You know, we have not made really any plans. We've got a kind of a busy summer, not really related to retirement, just family coming out and visiting, and so our summer's pretty well packed in, but we're kicking around the idea, you know, we like it here. There's a lot of things about Carson City we really enjoy. It's a beautiful place, great place to live, but we're also kicking around the idea of trying to locate a little bit closer to our kids and grandkids, so we spend more time with them, particularly the grandkids. And so we're not sure what we're going to do. We're going to end up in the West somewhere. I don't think east of the Rockies we won't find ourselves. So we're kind of open.
So I just want to thank you both for your extreme professionalism. It is an honor to work with you both, and we'll miss you.
Yeah, I'm sure there's actually going to be an opening on either this or the Open Space Commission at some point, if either one of you. Don't have to miss the meetings.
I think we're both going to take a break from city government for a while, yeah, I think.
Yeah, I appreciate how you guys have done. I know, you know, today illustrated that we had some good conversations, but one thing that I think that always makes it hard is that you guys have done a great job running the parks and recreation, and there's nothing that you bring that doesn't make sense. And if it was, it'd be a little easier to pick stuff out or make recommendations. But anyways, I think what it illustrates is the good job that you guys have done, and ultimately, like, the ethics that you have. So I thank you for that, and enjoy your retirement. I look forward to that someday.
Well, I suggest we move on to the next item.
Well, we still have public comment on this item. Is there any public comment? CK, are you coming up?
That was really good. That was good. Oh, you think so? Okay. All right. I'll do the best I can. Just a little, a couple of words. This is going to be short and sweet. Besides, I already destroyed it primarily. Okay. First, I would like to thank you for the maintenance of the parks and of Bailey Pond and taking a particular, I don't know why you would, a particular interest in it. Probably because you just like water and fishy things. Thank you for the flowing water. It means a lot. It means a real lot. I want to thank my right good friends, Scott and Roger, for their years of camaraderie and more out and out helping than I have. You've done more to help than I could possibly describe at this time. The desires that you've put in come from down deep within you. It's part of who you are. I don't think you could really change it if you wanted to. You've given a part of yourselves to me, and now I'm going to give a small part back to you. Now, this wasn't, I just kind of wanted to do this because you can't buy these anywhere. So if you don't know how to fish, learn. Can't get these anywhere, and I know you're already a fisherman, Laddie, so this is for you, brother.
Can't tie the CK Bailey flies, man.
I know you will. There's some real beauties. Look at these two guys right there. Okay. And that's all I really have to say, but thanks for the memories. What you've done is going to be around for a very, very long time. I don't really see anybody really changing it. You've put in things into motion, as you have, and your predecessors, that will go on whether we're here or not. So thank you both. You're going to have a lot of fun. I need your numbers before you split. I think I've got it, but there's another party going on, so I think we'll be at that one too. So thank you for allowing me.
Thank you.
You're welcome, brothers.
Any other comments? All right, let's move on to our next item. Not that we don't want to short-term your retirements. All right. Our next one is the Northern Nevada Development Association and the Nevada Builder. Oh, wait. I skipped over the Arbor Day. How could I?
Yeah.
A report on the annual Arbor Day celebration, April 29th, at Mills Park off Seeley Circle near the Mark Texera Pavilion. Roger, you want to?
Yeah, just real quickly, you'll notice one thing omitted from that is the time of the event. Shade Tree Council has a meeting tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll have that time set. And I'll follow up with an email inviting all of you and other people to that event. You know, this is the 20th year of the Quality of Life Initiative, and this event is going to not only celebrate Arbor Day and the importance of urban forestry and trees, but it's also going to celebrate that 20th anniversary. And over there by the Marv Texera Pavilion and just behind the 9/11 Memorial, there's about a 30, 40-foot tall sequoia tree that was planted in recognition or in honor of the Quality of Life Initiative that was passed 20 years ago. So we're going to plant another sequoia marking the 20th year. So we think that's pretty special. In addition to that, Donna DePaul is going to be given what's called the George Washington Ferris Award for her. She was one of the original members of the Shade Tree Council, was a longtime chairman of that council, but she was also one of the people who worked really hard in getting the Quality of Life Initiative passed, too. So we think it's really fitting to have her be honored at the same time. So as soon as we get the time, I'll notify all of you via email and all that event. So
excellent.
Any questions?
Thank you so much. Any questions? Any public comments? All right. Now to the Northern Nevada Development Association and the Nevada Builders Alliance Golden Hammer Awards presented to the Carson City Multi-Youth Athletic Center. Roger?
And I think there's an FYI in your packet regarding this, but this just came to us. I just found out about this about 2 days ago, I think, that the Northern Nevada Development Association, and then I think maybe an arm of theirs, the Nevada Builders Alliance, has selected the Carson City Multi-Use Athletic Center as the outstanding building or project of the year. Outstanding might not be the right word, maybe significant. And as a result, they're going to present that facility with the Golden Hammer Award. And there'll be a ceremony, and it's going to be at the Nugget Thursday night. I think it's from 5 to 9 p.m. But it's a nice honor, nice achievement for that facility. So I'm going to try to attend it, and I'll report. I guess I won't report back to you on it. No, but you know, I'll send you an email. There we go.
Any public comments on that item? All right, let's move on. Does anybody have any? Commissioner Lehman?
So request for information, I read in the paper about the Anderson Ranch is going to get developed, Kings Canyon, and it said part of the first phase was get the trail in along Kings Canyon mm-hmm. Road. I know we've had other developers come in here and talk to us about developments. Is there a way to get those folks here to talk to us about recreational and trails facilities?
They will be meeting with Park and Recreation Commission to talk about their plans as they get developed.
Okay. That was going to be one of mine. Great. See, great minds. Anybody else have any? If not, I'm sorry, Commissioner Glenn.
Opening Carson City Little League opening day is this Saturday at Governor's Fields.
We'll see.
Sure. I'll keep it real short, but for school board, school district announcements, just two quick items. We're going to be, looks like we're going to be grading and kind of recontouring Fritch, the playground out there, and I know the city uses that for some of its activities, and right now it's just not a very usable space by the way it's graded with the big inlets out there. So we're looking to make that more usable, kind of more of a crown setting that works for all types of sports that use it. So you can look for that. And during that month or two, there'll be no grass cutting. So we'll be good to go there. And then I was just going to bring up, even though it's not all that pertinent, but Borderwick Elementary School, the school kind of, it rolls down to the sidewalk, and we're going to be putting up like a retaining wall to bring that up. And as part of that, there's a memorial tree out there for Judy Rand, who was a kindergarten teacher there for many years. And I know people are going to see that happening at some point, but we're working on relocating or replacing that tree to continue, you know, showing respect to Mrs. Rand, because she served the school district for a really long time, and, you know, we don't want to forget her. And that's my report.
That's your report. Thank you so much. Roger, a couple things, and other commissioners. I went to the Coyote Workshop in February. That was a great workshop, very informational. And then when I had my interview with the Board of Supervisors in February, Supervisor Shirk was asking me about the geese problem in the parks. Was not aware we had a geese problem, so I did some research and have found that other municipalities throughout the country have formed what they call geese police. Honest to God. And, and what it is... And what it is the volunteers who, with their dogs, will patrol the parks where the geese are prevalent, and they herd the geese into the water, and eventually the geese just get tired of it and they relocate. So perhaps when your successor comes on board, that would be a program we could discuss with him, the geese police. And then I wanted to know if you've got any indication of how much damage was done to the bathroom out at Centennial with the fire.
We've had building inspectors and city staff look at that. Our plan now is to demolish the building. The building was out of compliance in a number of areas, particularly ADA compliance, and the cost to retrofit or to correct those ADA would have been exorbitant. We were talking about demolishing it anyways, and the biggest problem we had is our fire department was too efficient to put the fire out before it had a chance to consume all of it. So anyhow, we're going to demolish it. I think the plan now is to use it as a little training exercise for the fire department and let them, you know, burn it. Yep, and replace it down the road.
Okay. Any other requests for information or announcements? All right. Then we're going to move on to future agenda items. Does anybody have any future agenda items that the commissioner would
like? Sounds like we talked about this, but to be sure, we're going to discuss the five-year plan for the ice skating rink at some point.
Exactly.
I'd like to also add to the future agenda item to discuss how the 20%, 20%, 40%, 40%. And ultimately allocating possibly 2%, maybe, towards maintenance. I know we talked about it last year a couple times, but we've never formally done it. Okay. But I'd like to, we're always behind, obviously. We've talked about a lot on maintenance, and it seems like it makes sense to have a discussion regarding reallocating some of those funds.
Excellent. Also, I think we'd like to see some figures on what it cost us to rent out Mills Park for a big event like the RSVP versus the amount of income it might generate. Roger, if we could have something later about that. Any other future agenda items, or did we cover them all? Okay. All right. Then let's open up the floor for public comments. Any public comments? There's no public comments, and we will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
All right. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.